One of the great things about living here in the Hunter, we've pretty much got a great cross-section of, well, a whole range of things, including many historical villages and towns. One of those is Paterson, and they'll be showcased very, very shortly with the Paterson Historic Walk, so you can find out some of the jewels in Paterson's past and present. To talk with us about that is the president of the Paterson Historical Society, Dr. Cameron Archer. Good morning, Cameron. What can we expect when we make it? What can we expect on the Paterson Historic Walk?
Well, I think it's a time for people to be shown around Paterson and bring some of the buildings to life, why they're there and how they got there. There's all that drama behind these things, and we like to tell the story of the village, but also some of the ways it's developed over time and why it is as it is. It's a lovely spot and why it's there, and also some of the incidents which happened over the last couple of hundred years. So that's what we're about at the historic walk this year.
You know, that is the thing. We drive through. If you don't live right in the area, you may not know some of the jewels about the town. And we're all guilty of it. You drive through a town, you think, oh, that's a lovely old building. That's a nice... Yeah, it still looks very much like it would have 100 or so years ago, but we don't know a lot about it. So what are some of the historical events from Paterson that we might be able to explore on the walk?
Well, probably the most dramatic is the death of a chap at the first free election in New South Wales or in this country is 1843, and a bit of a melee broke out at one of the hotels in Paterson, and as a result, a chap was died that afternoon or evening, and there was a big inquest and all those things, and it was really a blue between the English and the Scots, which seems to be an enduring issue, but it was brought out here, and this poor fellow lost his life. So there's an Englishman and a Scotsman vying for election, and things went a bit bad. So that's one. The other thing, just incidental issues that come to life. We've got a first school of arts, and then we've got a new school of arts, we call it new, built in 1935. But that was all brought about was a new bank manager came to town, and the bank manager's wife said she went to a ball there, and she then they're having some dinner with some people around town later, and they said, oh, well, it's pretty crowded, that school of arts. We need a bigger school of arts. And as a result, various people around town put in guarantees of 500 quid each, and within a few years, they have a new School of Arts in the 1930s, which is a great idea.
I like how you say it's the new School of Arts, yet we're talking 1930s.
I know. So, that's all relative, you know. So,
yeah, it's a right about age of 90.
Yeah, each of these buildings has a story, and the village has a story, and it's a lovely spot to walk around. There's a tree down in Tucker Park, a pecan nut tree, which was planted on the day this First World War ended. So we will stop and look at that too. And actually a lady locally has propagated one, and we're going to plant another one in the park. That's our plan on the day 100 years later. So there's all those sorts of things, which I think bring a little place like Paterson alive and give everything a bit more meaning.
Cameron, it is very much alive, I can tell you, just from some of those stories there. Having a look at the weekend for you, because it looks like it's just a partly cloudy weekend on the way. So fingers crossed that the rain will move away from us by then. But you're telling me before we started this morning that unless it's unsafe, the walk will go ahead.
Certainly, I don't mind wandering around the rain. My dry's a bone and boots. And I've had a little trail of people go around the same way in the past. So, and Paterson's got its own charm on a wet day too. There's fog on the hills and things. So it's got its own charm. So whatever the weather, apart from some disaster, we'll be in business. It's just $5, 1 p.m. just after lunch on Sunday at the Paterson Courthouse Museum. It's $5 per adult. The children are free. And we'll have a bit of a demonstration about old-time laundry and washing techniques too. So that's all be happening.
You had me right up until the end.
Yeah. Oh, you can watch it and just think about how things are done or were done. Yeah.
A little bit different for just pressing a couple of buttons on the washing machine, that's for sure. Cameron, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much.
The president of the Paterson Historical Society, Dr. Cameron Archer.